Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good morning, Portland. It's just about time to get your day started right here with Dusty Gam on 10 a.m.
Which one's crusty and which one's dusty?
My sports package is huge now.
Where are you at, brother?
Hornswoggled, befuddled.
I'm ready to crush your dreams in the morning.
Lighten up, Cam.
You don't even have a barn.
Would have built one just for you.
You'll love your dog.
I love you.
It's time for Dusty and Cam.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, the 19th of January, 2021. Dusty here, Cam Cleland. Good morning, Mr. Cleland.
Good morning. So I was looking at, did you see those basketball evaluations that came out? Those worse? What the worse? What they're valued at?
The valuation of NBA teams?
Do you know who's the highest valued team in the
Knicks.
NBA. All right. That's not fun. You did know.
Well, so no, they're every single year because they own Madison Square Garden own network.
Yeah, and they own that.
It's huge.
But then it goes Golden State Warriors, and yes. then it's the Lakers. After that, there's a $2 billion drop-off.
Yeah. A lot of that is real estate, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because of where they own their, all three of those franchises own their arenas in super expensive cities in prime real estate. Crazy.
Well, I didn't see. I see the top 10. I can't see on the spinning wheel where the Blazers fall somewhere in the 18th or something around there. I'm guessing. I can't see. The wheel got cut off to where it shows at the rankings of
the wheel.
Well, there's a wheel version of it. Like, it goes in a circle, and at the bottom of the circle, the picture's cut off. So they cut off like six teams, and I can't see if the Blazers fall their exact number.
Mm.
So I was trying to look at where it was. It's staggering to me that those obviously big cities and big markets mm-hmm. matter, because the top 10, the 10th best is Toronto. The mm-hmm. Canadians, it's not even in our country. It's the Canadian team.
It's
the Canadians.
Big city.
It is a big city.
And it's
but they tax you like
people.
60% of your stuff. So it's like, how do you have that? I've always been curious what the accountant looks like for the guys that play in Toronto. It's, oh, God, here we go again. Okay, so I got to file in New York. Every state they play in, you got to file a return. And mm-hmm. then by the time you're done, you got to pay your obviously your different country taxes. Mm-hmm. So by the time you're done, those guys are making under 40% of their money. Is that crazy? That is crazy.
No, I did not know that. That is not surprising, though,
so
because
you
got to pay taxes, right?
Yeah, well, you're a $20 million guy in Toronto. Whew. You're walking out with $8 million when you're all said and done.
Did this, wait a minute, Now, did they, the Canadians don't make any sort of exceptions to this at all?
No. You have to pay your U.S. file taxes. You have to pay every state income tax.
Oh, yeah, I know
and
that.
Then you got to pay all of this. I mean, it happened.
That's
I still remember the time when I did it, and the accountant goes, no, every time you step foot in any state, you have to file a tax return.
Well,
I was like, well, wait a minute. I kept my residency in Washington. It's like, no, it doesn't matter. Sorry. So you that's why everybody jumps to Florida. Wait, that's why all the golfers go to Florida.
You can't even get more tax breaks for proving that you spend like 50% of your time. Because I remember there's this guy who split his time between Pennsylvania and New York, had like a condo in New York, and he took a picture of himself with the newspaper in Pennsylvania. So he could prove to his accountant that he spent 51% of his time there.
Well, I think it depends on your... Yeah, there probably is in that world,
like,
but in the sports...
A hostage.
Well, in the sports world, you can't prove anything because it's where you work. So if I'm working in California, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. You're getting taxed in California taxes.
Well, yeah. Of course, that where you're working, but you don't get any sort of reprieve for spending more time in your home state. That sucks.
No. Well, no, you don't. Unless you work in your home state with no taxes, wherever you're at, it's like I live on the other side. I live in Washington, but I work here. But I'm charged Oregon taxes, which is what it should be.
Now,
I'm all about tax. I don't have any problem with taxes. It's what it is.
Riddle me this, Batman. Does it change when you, like, because now you're starting to see guys are getting their paychecks spread out now. You can get your paychecks spread out into the off season. Does it change that when you're getting paid is in that off season where you're living? I wonder if that is, if that's a loophole, because you used to get paid just, like, you used to talk about, what was it, walking on the plane and had just having checks handed to you?
Not
on
checks,
the plane?
Cash. That was per diem. So you got per diem.
No, I thought your game checks were being handed to you on the plane.
Well, I use the example of guys would gamble their game checks. In a sense of a game check would range anywhere from, if you're a rookie, it'd be a $12,000 week, every 2 weeks game check, to guys that are making $300,000 to $400,000
management, because you can double your money.
Yeah, so I that was just me playing on words. Is that when the guys are playing cards, they're like, I just gambled my game check.
Okay, well, you get your game check every other week though, right? In the NFL.
Just depends on everybody's payroll. Some guys, like you said, can defer it throughout the year.
No, I was talking when you play.
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you get 8 game checks. My bad. So you get 16 weeks, you get 8 checks.
So every other week, you get a game, you get your checks. I wonder if that changes the taxes on it based on the fact that you're now getting paid in the off season.
No, because you're working no matter where you're at, where your home base, where you're working. Now, there might be an accountant out there that could misquote me, so I might not. But wherever your home base is, wherever your money, the business is making their money, is where you're taxed. So no matter what, if I lived in New York and I just went back and stayed in Washington for 6 months, doesn't matter. I'm getting paid through New York, so I'm paying New York taxes.
See, I would lawyer up and be like, hey, I'm proving that my off-season training is just as integral of a part of why I get paid, and I am working right now, and that's what my paycheck is for, my deferred game check.
Well, even in today's world, that's a great question for tax person. Yeah. Welcome to Tax Questions with Dusty and Cam in the morning.
You said good luck. I just made a pretty compelling case, I think.
You might have, but maybe there's two different regions and two different reasons. I'm looking at the sports side, because sports people are different, because you actually perform. You have to perform and do your stuff like actors or anything in your area. But everybody that's now in the Zoom world, let's say I'm working for a company, but I haven't left my home. It's in a state tax area. Are you able to get a tax break, a Zoom person? That'd be a great question for an accountant.
That's weird.
Because I'm not business traveling. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm staying at home. Yeah. I do wonder that.
The whole answer to this is it's based on where your
You have the business, IRS tax code right in front of you.
Well, no, it's based on where your business is located.
It's true. It is. Yeah, I believe that's what it is. You're kind of just, that's what it is.
That sucks.
No, taxes are what make things happen. We need taxes. We need roads. We need police officers. We need firefighters. We need government people. We need stuff to, taxes are important.
Yep, we do need
schools. My wife's, we need schools.
All right, we got sports show today and more taxes. We'll talk taxes throughout the show because that's the riveting things that everybody wants.
I just can't believe a crappy franchise in a pandemic is worth $5.42 billion. I can't believe it.
Well,
I've been fascinated with the business.
Location.
It's a business. Sports businesses at the top, like the New York Knicks, is like having a ice cream flavor that tastes like S and putting it out every week and everybody just buying it and buying it and buying it and you're just keep putting it out there, it still tastes like S every single day. You're not going to change your flavor and you're making money hand over fist.
Yeah, because they own a network.
Because they own their own dairy.
And they're in New York.
No.
No, I mean, it truly is. I mean, they don't pay for anything. All they do is just collect checks, man.
Well, they got to pay some.
MSG. MSG, the whole...
I wonder why James Dolan won't sell anything. Why would
they
he?
They have concerts that come through there, too.
Yeah, his band is number one on the hit list.
The Pac-12 has a network. Why aren't they worth more? Yeah.
That's a good question. Very good question, Will.
Location. Blazers, by the way, 15th on this list.
They pay $95 million in rent.
Blazers are 15th? Worth $1.91 billion. They're just behind the Washington Wizards, who are... Okay. In the $2 billion club.
Okay.
They are ahead of the Bucks. Take that, Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
They're ahead of the Nuggets.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Wow.
Atlanta is way down there.
Yeah. That interesting.
Well, that's a big city.
It is a big city. Goes to show you that the respect and the value for a small market, and that's what the Blazers are, is their respect and their value and their brand is, it just means more.
Yeah.
Or it's just the fact that there's only one team here and it just means you can sell your value more.
So the Brooklyn, you
don't have any competition.
The Brooklyn Nets are fourth at $3.4 billion. Yeah. With Harden and Durant, I mean, this is obviously calculated before.
And some guard that never plays.
With Harden and Durant, I'm wondering if they will leapfrog.
They will if they win a championship. Eventually.
But the Knicks, again, it's not that. It's owning MSG and where MSG is. It's not just being in New York.
What's the name of Brooklyn's facility?
Barclays Center.
Barclays Center. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's beautiful.
Steve Nash strolling the sidelines looking good.
Is he looking good?
Yeah, he looks good. He's a soccer guy. He looks good.
Yeah, he still looks like an elementary school PE teacher to me.
Yeah, pretty good athlete.
Well, of course.
I mean, I guess a two-time MVP, pretty good soccer player. He was in the announcing soccer. No, I know, but he doesn't look like. You said
athlete.
He looks like a substitute teacher.
Well, no, I didn't say
he's a
that.
Pretty
I
good
said
athlete
a PE
to look
teacher.
Like that. Yeah, he looks like a PE teacher.
PE teachers can be great athletes.
No, depends on your PE teacher. I had Mr. Oh my gosh, Mr. Warmick.
What do you say, Mr. Warmick wasn't a good athlete?
No.
Why? What was his deal?
He was a weightlifting guy. Kind of like wrestle guy.
Hey, wrestlers are great athletes.
I'm not saying that they're not, but he was not.
I honestly.
A guy, very good athlete.
This may be.
He was my body mechanics teacher. He wasn't teaching me badminton.
Your body mechanics in elementary school?
No. High school. Like when I was a freshman.
Oh.
Freshman. Nobody had PE teachers in elementary school. It was your sixth grade teacher said, run in there and play dodgeball.
I had an elementary school PE teacher.
Did you really?
Yeah. Mr. Dilly and Mr. Carpenter.
That's all they did was PE?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Wow. One of my best friends is a PE teacher at an elementary school.
That's fascinating.
I actually know quite a few.
I know they're out there.
Elementary school
I know. I'm just saying back in those times. Well, I keep forgetting you're 10 years younger than I am. So it's just different. It is different. Yeah, no, of course they're PE teachers now in elementary. I know that.
No. Well, to all you elementary school PE teachers doing the virtual learning thing.
Sit-ups, push-ups.
God bless you, because I don't know if we've ever, for my daughter, I don't know if we've checked the PE website. There's like a PE website.
Yeah.
We just go out and run around. Go
hey,
play
look, my
outside.
Wife's a PE teacher and an English teacher. She's in her office getting kids to do push-ups and sit-ups on Zoom. It's hysterical. If I filmed it, it's hysterical.
It is.
But they're in there, and they're supposed to be, they're all in their rooms, and they're in their pajamas. And he's like, okay, push-ups, one, two. It's like, what do you do? Jumping jacks. What do you do?
PE used to be the easy A. It is, in virtual learning world, it is no longer an easy A. Because it used to be just show up, and you can get an A at school. You actually have to do stuff now in the Zoom era of PE. So it's harder. It's harder to get that easy A in PE and these days.
I think fitness and PE is a big deal. Some don't, some do. I think you got to keep exercising. You got to move around a little bit. You're right. The easy A was, not everybody was an easy A. And especially if you did the bowling segment where you actually had to do math and had to figure out how to calculate bowling. And do it by hand. You didn't get to use the computer.
Counting?
Yeah, it's counting, but not everybody understands how to do when you add up the pins behind and you got to go backwards in it. It took a little bit. So there's those that don't do well with math. Mm. I know that could be shocking to you. Mm. Could be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The whole 10 plus.
10 plus.
The next. Carry the over. Next one, the first spare. And then two. Oh,
it can
boy.
Be confusing.
It can get hard. It can get hard.
I wonder how many people, if I laid out that, could do a bowling. And that swag is not included.
Do you remember when you had they had like the plastic sheets and the projector at the bowling
alley? Grease and the grease pen.
Yep, that was old school, man. I remember going to the bowling alley the first time they had the digital scoring, and it was like, whoa,
it's big time.
Four Seasons has kicked up their game.
Next level.
All right, on today's program, the biggest fish this offseason, where does Deshaun Watson land, and what impact will that lead to across the National Football League? 503-250-1080. We'll have an update on the AFC-NFC Championship games, and what are the Oregon Ducks doing at their defensive coordinator position? They have a lot of directions they could go based on the names that are available. But where we start, the Blazers got rolled up on by the Spurs. But it was a late night tweet last night that has Rip City concerned. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Blazers got rolled up on by the Spurs 125-104 yesterday. And it may have been a glimpse of what the Blazers need to get used to in the coming month. Because late last night, 11:08 p.m., the Portland Trail Blazers official Twitter account tweeted out that after further imaging, CJ McCollum has a hairline fracture in his foot. He'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Left All right. foot, broken foot, out for 4 weeks. Nurk is out for 8 weeks after wrist surgery. Now you have at least a month out with two of the three stars of the Portland Trail Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. And look.
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. You can take the glass half full, the glass half empty version. The glass half empty version is, sure. I mean, CJ's going to be out, but he's not out for the season. There's the flip side. Secondly, it goes, this is now the opportunity for someone, and I'm going to look at Anfernee Simons, to say it's time for him to step out of the shadow and step into the light. And go, I have an obligation to take my game to the next level and see what some, you know, because there was a time when CJ had one really good playoff game to end the season in 2014 against the Memphis Grizzlies. He and Myers Leonard both blew up. And then the next year, that's when the next step was made. Somebody needs an opportunity. One door open, one door closes. Not having CJ out there is a big deal. And Nurk, it's a big mm-hmm. deal when it comes to depth. And of course, the guys are starters. But I have to look at it from one side is that they're not done for the season. We're not losing them forever. These guys that want to gain some confidence come off the bench, and it's time for a new starter to step up and start scoring. And Anfernee Simons, it's time for you, man.
Yeah, that month out will put you through February 18th, obviously, from yesterday. That would be 1 month. That's a lot of games. That puts you at right around, 16 games in that area of how much time CJ McCollum will be gone. And look, this is where it's a big issue for the Blazers, is that withstanding an injury to a guy like Nurk, you can do and you could tread water, but you'd be hard pressed to find a team in the NBA that can withstand two stars going down or two of their three best players going down for an extended period of time.
Yeah, no,
that's
question,
reality for Portland. And then when it's CJ McCollum or Damian Lillard that go down, you're looking at those two guys, and you mentioned the Anfernee Simons, and this is why I say yesterday may have been a sign of things to come, is the fact that you look at the final, couple minutes of the third quarter and into that first minute and a half of the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. where the Blazers were outscored 17-2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is where you get Dame his rest, you have CJ run the point. You have CJ get his rest, Dame is on the floor. You cannot afford to have, especially without Yusuf Nurkic out there, being a defender in the middle, to kind of be a stopgap and a band-aid if things are going wrong on the defensive end of the floor. Look, this is where it gets ugly for Portland, and how much water can the Blazers tread, and where are they going to be at? Because right now they're 8-6. on the season. And this is just kind of shaping up to be what we know of the Portland Trailblazers, which is there will be a midseason lull. People will start getting frustrated. People will start saying, oh, this is why you need to rebuild. You need to start tanking. And then there will be a furious finish to the end of the year, because 16 games is a big chunk. It will put them behind the eight ball. And it is a tight Western Conference where, you know, these 16 to 32 games, whether it's Nurk or CJ, you can ill afford to, you know, have big lapses with how tight that race is going to be. Blazers are still going to be a playoff team by the end of it, or in the mix for the playoffs at the end of this season, because when they do get healthy, they will be making a charge at the end of the year, because it just seems to be the story of the Blazers franchise is these injuries happen over the course of the year. I don't know if we've had it where CJ and Nurk beginning of the year like this have been out for extended periods of time, though. And that's got it. That, I mean, that's the concerning part, is that you can't predict injuries, but having two of them down at the same time, that sucks for Portland.
Yeah, it's just part of professional athletics and part of sports. Guys are always going to get hurt. You just hope that you can manage it throughout the year. So just stay positive with it. And see what those guys can step up and move forward for the next month, and maybe they go 8-8. But as far as I'm concerned, you still have Damian Lillard, the best leader, one of the best leaders in the league. So this is, don't feel too bad about it.
I think one of the interesting things that will come out of this is how Stotts will work his rotation. There was a point in the game where he had Simons, Giles, Melo, Hood, and Jones all on the court at the same time. And that's difficult to explain what he was thinking in that lineup, just because I don't know who the true two is in that. And I also don't know where most of the defense is going to come on the perimeter.
Well, here, and this is the thing with Stotts that we know of, is that his tinkering with lineups, he will throw combos out there at this point in the year that you sit curve there and you're balls. Like, oh boy,
yeah,
where's this going? We saw it with the all gas lineup a little bit at the very beginning of the year, where it was like, hey, we're just going to score and see if we can score. Yeah. This one wasn't it. That is an interesting one. Because
well, what should he have done?
You're going for ultimate flexibility lineup, right? Where you can try to switch on everything against a team that doesn't have a true
sure, yeah,
center like San Antonio at that time. Because, yeah, I mean, LaMarcus was their starting center yesterday.
Yeah.
So you're trying to go with the dynamic lineup.
Well, wouldn't you think that he would try to find somebody that's going to fit in the lineup? So you have to try things now that there are injuries.
For sure.
So whatever you think is going to be the great move on the rotation is until there's somebody that stands, well, not just steps up and find the hot player. Like Gary Trent Jr. last year got his opportunity, and next thing became a bona fide scorer off the bench and was a big-time guy in the bubble. You can't find that out unless somebody gets hurt.
It was good to see Rodney Hood get back inserted into the starting lineup and thrive in it. I know that more things are running through him when you have him at the two, but 21 points yesterday, that was a sign of, hey, the explosion is still there, despite, you know, the slow start coming back from the Achilles injury. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a guy who is used to playing in the starting lineup prior. I mean, I thought that we may see Gary Trent Jr. Slid into the starting role, but you have a guy who's used to starting in Rodney Hood going in there, and a guy who's familiar with coming off the bench in Trent.
I think there's got to be something behind Stotts' idea of not giving Gary Trent Jr. more like packed minutes, because it seems like, at least from our perspective and when we watch it, we want to see Gary Trent Jr. out there and we want to see him cook and we want to see him get going, but they always kind of rotate him out with Simons. And they'll do this weird thing with Melo too. And so it makes me wonder what the relationship between him and Stotts is and how he fits into what the game is.
Well, he's not a good defender.
I think it's...
Why he's out there. He's not really... I mean, he's an okay defender, but Rodney Hood's a way better defender. So if you have a couple scorers out there, you don't need that kind of shooting punch with Gary Trent Jr. and he becomes a liability. You got a lot of defensive liabilities on this team. You got a lot.
Yep.
More than you would actually like to admit. And so if you're not, I'm not going to put a score out there that I don't need to. If I got Dame shooting and I got these other scores, I'm like, there's no need to have him out there.
Well, and that's the thing, is you want to have two scorers on the floor. That's why you Melo, Trent combo on the floor together, is roll those guys out there together,
right?
Because you want to have two punchers out there instead of just one. And that makes more sense. Like Dame will carry that water. I don't know, man, and that's a concerning part, too, about all of this, is we talked at the beginning of the year, and Damian Lillard's been talking about, not resting and not having load management, but being more aware of how many minutes he's putting on early in the year and kind of running himself into the ground because he is getting older, and that's a real
Dame is 30.
That's a real thing to think about with the amount of minutes that he's out on the floor.
He's
and
a warrior.
So you have to, as the season goes on, if you're going to want to have that same Dame in the postseason, that was a conversation that was being had this year in this offseason was, all right, figuring out how to not run him into the ground and play him 40 minutes plus. Well, last night he played 30, or yesterday afternoon played 36 minutes at 35 points.
I think he's pretty smart. He'll end up telling the coaches about what his body's doing, and he'll give the feedback. But the man's a competitor. You're going to have to drag him off the floor.
Well, yeah, without CJ and Nurk, though, that is going to be a very hard conversation to have.
Well, you sacrifice wins over health. You just got to look at it that way. Who do you want? Who do you want to have the ball in their hands at the end of the game? Well, you want a healthy Dame.
Nurk is out 8 weeks. CJ McCollum will be reevaluated in 4 after the Blazers announce a hairline fracture was found after further evaluation of imaging. How does that happen, too, by the way? Was somebody literally just watching that?
He didn't get an MRI. You have to look through those MRIs.
Well, said he got an MRI and that everything checked out on game night. They're like, was some guy just sitting there combing over it for 48 straight hours and is like, wait a minute.
I think it happens more often than not. Is it eventually you get a couple reads and you can look through it again, and maybe he did another MRI to check maybe he moved and maybe the image was blurry. I mean, it's a hairline fracture, right? It's not something that's massive. You just want to be very careful. He'll be in a boot and they'll reevaluate.
Damn left feet. 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Deshaun Watson's on the outs in Houston. He doesn't like it there, and he wants to be moved, according to some reports, though he hasn't officially asked for a trade. The biggest fish this offseason. Where does he land, and what will the impact be?
Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Every morning at 6:30, Dusty and Cam want to hear from you.
Going to the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
It's time for Dusty and Cam's P1 Social.
Want me to drive?
No, I'll drive.
The time of the day where you drive the conversation.
Well, we're waiting.
Text Dusty and Cam at 503-250-1080 and get social with us.
This is your time.
On 1080.
Now go out there and take it.
The Fan.
503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. The Deshaun Watson saga in Houston, it's not going anywhere anytime soon because the quarterback is upset. He is disgruntled, and it appears he wants out. This has been a story that's kind of been brewing for a while now, and it doesn't appear to be getting any better after it all started when you had Cal McNair had made a promise to Deshaun Watson that he would be consulted on the GM hire. Nick Caserio was hired away from the New England Patriots, and Deshaun Watson had zero input, had zero conversations about it with team brass, and he got upset because he felt like he was lied to. And he tweeted out he went from a 2 to a 10, which furthered the speculation. Deshaun Watson, very upset about this. And now there is reports that Deshaun Watson has played his last snap with the Houston Texans.
I'm assuming that's on a scale from 1 to 10, right? Not 1 to 100?
Probably. I would assume so. I don't know Deshaun Watson's
scale.
Because
a 10 doesn't sound too bad if it's on a scale of 1 to 100.
That's a great point. Somebody should ask him about his scaling here.
Right. Yeah. You need to be really specific about it because at 10% anger is, I don't know. I mean, disgruntled, right? Disgruntled. So what did you find about what Randy Moss had said?
Well, it's a different league now in the National Football League.
Okay.
And Randy Moss on NFL Countdown on ESPN, he had this to say about the Deshaun Watson situation.
That era of, you know, just shut up and play, we're done with that era. You know, we're going into the 21st century, guys.
And when you look into what
the Houston Texans have done with Deshaun Watson, there's been some great things that they've done with him. But I do believe they have failed a guy like Deshaun Watson. You think about his rookie year when he comes in. Deshaun Watson's from the South, and we know his background. We know his story. But when you have the late owner that says that we can't have the inmates running to prison, you know, how do you feel emotionally from as a rookie when your owner is saying that? How do you feel when your number one receiver is let go? Billy O'Brien, the offensive coordinator that Deshaun Watson loved, he's gone. Steeles is gone. Fuller is gone. But guess what this man does? He takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
It's done. That era of shut up and play in the NFL, over, according to Randy Moss.
Well, I think Randy's he's right. I don't know about the shut up and play side of the guys are making $40, $50 million a year. So there really is no possible way to say that they don't really shut up and play because they're employees. And look, he's right. Gone are the days of being okay with bad franchises. I played in an era where when you were drafted, you accepted where you went, you battled through, and you were just happy to be there. Well, once you become a very talented athlete and you create leverage in every other industry in this world, you can go take your services somewhere else because you know that you want to be part of something good. If I'm really talented, I don't want to work for the government designing sewer inlets for the website. I'm going to go work for Google because I'm really, really good. And I'm not going to stick working for that. Now, some people might like that. Others that are super talented and are been dysfunctional want to change. And I can appreciate what Deshaun Watson wants to do. And this game is not going back. We're not going back to the players are okay with their crappy job. I've said this story so many times, and I'll reiterate it again. I saw guys quit and leave $5 million a year jobs because they hated the coaches and hated the organization and hated playing football. This isn't just about money. This is about wanting to be part of an organization that appreciates and be a job where you enjoy your job and being around those guys. And if he doesn't like that, then deal with it, Houston, and well, move him.
This is the thing that Randy Moss is saying, is that those guys who quit back when you were playing, no, they have a say now, and they could say, no, get me the hell out of here, instead of them either getting cut and having nothing. And at times guys getting blackballed for that kind of stuff. And that kind of,
well, nobody got blackballed, Dusty.
Guys that wouldn't get another shot because they were seen as malcontents and guys who spoke up and said those things who
well, that's
not
never going to change
again.
Well, Earl Thomas is a perfect example of that. Earl Thomas can still play.
He made his own tearing apart a locker room and speaking
well,
out.
That's not what I'm saying.
Front office.
I was saying guys quit because they disliked the whole atmosphere of the team, and it wasn't about the money. I looked him dead in the eye, and I'm like, I don't care about this stinking money. This place is dysfunctional. I don't want to be here anymore. And they went somewhere else and flourished. And that was kind of under the table. You just left it in behind. Now guys are saying, oh, by the way, you've written a contract here to tell me to play here, and this is dysfunctional. Now I'm not just going to make it easy on you. I'm not just going to walk away and make it really simple where you say, cut me, and I'm going to do you a favor. No. I'm going to go out and I'm going to use social media. I'm going to use my influence. I'm going to talk on medias of television, and I'm going to make it hard on you because when I signed this contract, you said things are going to be different. And I'm assuming that's what Deshaun Watson is trying to say here. You hired Nick Caserio, another Patriot person, another retread of the Bill O'Brien stage. He's not seeing any future. I agree with what he's doing. Said, you don't get to get out of jail free card anymore. You rich, entitled owners that are second-generation rich kids that have no idea how to run an organization.
Well, and that's the big thing here is that in the NFL, it was always, well, if you don't like it, you won't go and play anywhere else because like the whole cut me thing.
Yeah, that was free agent. That was Reggie White and all those guys.
But there's
a
penalty now. There is a penalty for teams not keeping stars happy. And right now, whether it's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Or the Houston Texans,
yeah.
If you were to cut and get rid of this disgruntled player and Deshaun Watson, then guess what? Yeah. You can't afford to bring anybody else in because you have dead cap money. Even if you trade those guys, you will get penalized for it.
It's the risk you take.
The ultimate non-players league is now a players league for the superstars a rare and small percentage of them. But you
like
have these guys. Well, that's more than eight because, look, it's every quarterback that's gotten to a second deal.
Again, if there's 32 starting quarterbacks, there's eight that can sit there and tell you they're worth their money. And then there's a couple others like Kirk Cousins that's getting paid $35 million. He has no leverage. Other than the fact that they got capped, they're like, all right, it's fine. So let me rephrase this. There's 1,900, maybe 2,000 really NFL players. There's under 10 that have this leverage. Dusty, that's it.
503-250-1080. Well,
it's not the NBA.
Like, the guys who have dead cap money, like even Jared Goff, like Sean McVay. Well, Sean McVay said,
I don't care.
Well, so they would cut him and have $65 million.
I'm not saying that they would do or they don't, penalty? But they're not. Owners and people aren't afraid. It's not like they're writing a check and handing it away.
Well,
this is just dead cap money. They're like, that's fine. I'm going to be alive for the next 30 years. We'll find somebody else and build again. But they're not worried about it.
It's the ability to not bring anybody else in. And that's where there's that you can't really get rid of these guys penalty free.
Yeah, fans and everybody think that these owners sit around and are terrified and worried about dead cap space. They don't care. They honestly don't care because it's not real money. It's like this play Monopoly thing. It's just this fictional thing. Coaches care because they know they'll get fired.
Yeah, front offices.
General managers care.
Yeah.
I'm talking about ownership and the franchise. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I'm being super specific on who hires and fires everybody. The owners control everything. Arthur Blank controls everything. He will cut Matt Ryan. And he will cut Julio Jones and not even care one lick.
And pay $50 million to watch him go. Ryan does not care.
They do not care. Now, general managers and coaches, whole different deal because those guys are on contracts just like players.
By the way, Deshaun Watson has the highest dead cap number for 2021, $67.1 million for next year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
This one text saying, welcome to the real world, Deshaun. Can't think of an owner/boss that didn't tell me one thing and then do another.
That's a great text. Tell you what you want to hear, people. Anybody know like that? Know a few people like that?
If here's the thing about those guys and the difference between that texter and Deshaun Watson is that texter the most important employee in the business?
So you're saying
because that's
Deshaun
what Deshaun
Watson
is.
He's the most important employee, according to the Houston Texans. I got to agree with that.
Yeah. 503-250-1080. And that could mean he gets his way because he also has a no trade clause, which means he can deny the Texans sending him wherever if they wanted to send him to Detroit, he could say, sorry. Yeah. No, thanks. Where does he land? 503-250-1080. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Reports over the weekend surfacing that Deshaun Watson is likely on the move out of Houston. People within the organization feel and fear that he has played his last snap as a Houston Texan.
This text already going the trade route. I can see him going to the Jets for Sam Darnold in the and I'm guessing they're saying and the number one pick.
Their first-round pick?
Their second pick overall?
Yeah.
Second.
Well, Robert Saleh's already come out and said that he sees a lot of untapped potential in Sam Darnold, so I don't know. You certainly don't know, but what about Jacksonville?
Jacksonville is an interesting one at number one overall. I mean, you have one Clemson quarterback or the other. Take your pick. But the Miami Dolphins seem like the no-brainer there. You can give him two first-round picks. You can give Houston two first-round picks, including their own pick.
Give their own pick back.
Back. And
the Tunsil trade.
They can get a quarterback if they want in Tua. And
so you really think that they're out on Tua? I jump ship in 6 weeks? Six weeks of talent, and they're already done with him, huh?
Well, for Deshaun Watson, I would say that one is proven to be pretty damn good in the National Football League.
One's pretty good. He's had a couple ACL injuries. They're both injury prone. Okay, they're both serious. I mean, they both had major injuries. Both knees on Deshaun Watson, actually. Two has had some. So I think they're equal there in durability. Deshaun's got a little bit more seasoned veteran behind him because he's had some more experiences and got a lot of plays. So, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to jump. That's a big number to spend on somebody. But if you feel you're in the window with Miami, are they in the window?
I don't know if I would ship on Tua
the window.
As much
you don't
as
think
I...
with Brian Flores. In
no,
the
no, 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 no. They're
were,
not in a Super Bowl window. No.
They were 10-6.
Who's
this
their
past,
best offensive talent?
They were 10-6 this past year.
Miles Gaskin.
They were 10-6 this Galecki. Past year with Brian Gesecki. Fitzpatrick and Tua as their quarterbacks. And you do have a good tight end.
Yeah,
in Gesecki.
He's not bad. He's a wide receiver.
He is a good pass catcher. And you can't tell me that they wouldn't be able to go and sign some free agents because they do have salary cap space. They have a ton of salary cap space. And, oh, by the way, you can still go ahead and build through a draft with a couple of picks.
This sounds good, but that's like 80, that's 90% of the teams in the NFL. That's 90% of the teams in the NFL. There's four teams that can win it all every single year, and those guys are already ahead. They're already leaps and bounds ahead of you. Josh Allen's already leaps and bounds ahead of what they have in Miami. And Miami, we've been saying this about Miami since Dan Marino tried to get back to the second Super Bowl. So until then.
You said it just as much as I did this year, though, is that
he's a good coach.
Brian Flores is a damn good coach.
But they don't have any superstars down there yet. There's no talent. There's no superstar talent yet.
Deshaun Watson would be it.
Well, I don't know if Deshaun would fit. That's my point. Anybody can put it on paper and say this would work, but we've seen superstar quarterbacks go other places and it always doesn't pan out. It's about culture fit. There's a lot of things that have to happen. I don't know, man. Sometimes you think coaches and general managers want to have their own person that they built and they created.
Oh,
that's
kind
of the ego.
Yeah.
Deshaun would be a guy that they're admitting fault that their drafts and their evaluation wasn't good. I don't see a young general manager and coach doing that.
Well, if you have the opportunity,
Ryan Pace won't even do it at Chicago.
If you have an opportunity though to go out and get one of the best at his craft, wouldn't you go and do it?
Wouldn't I go and do that
to improve your roster?
I would not take Deshaun Watson in Miami. I don't think that fits. I wouldn't do it.
I don't know if it's so much about bringing Deshaun Watson into Miami and figuring out.
No, Atlanta would be great. Sorry, Will. Go ahead.
Figuring out what the issue is on the roster already that's caused these rumors to come out. Because to me, it more seems like you had three players go to the Miami Herald and float a rumor. And that speaks more to culture than anything else. It's not a knock on Brian Flores, but maybe he needs to investigate. Are there some players in here that aren't a good fit with my scheme? Because we all need to get around Tua because we've invested enough in him already.
And you have to give that time. I think you deserve both. It's not about a deserve thing, but it's about if I've evaluated and I've had a top five pick. Marcus Mariota had plenty of time there. Everyone wants to use the Josh Rosen example where Arizona just went off of it in 1 year. Well, look, you have the number one pick overall. That's a big difference between saying Josh Rosen worked or it didn't work. I don't know. The jury's still out with Tua, and I think he's a bona fide winner. He's been able to do it. He's got to stay healthy. You got to give the guy a chance.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part is that those players that went to the Miami Herald were saying that Brian Flores even liked Ryan Fitzpatrick more than Tua and was disappointed when he wasn't in there, which was pretty alarming.
Well, I think that there might be a little bit of issues between what the GM wants and what the coach wants.
For sure.
Well, I was going to say that may also just speak to maybe something leadership-wise with Tua, but then you got to go back and think about that for a minute. Tua has shown, at least in his very early NFL career and then also through college, that he's someone that understands what team is. You know, he played with Jalen Hurts, and they were able to maintain a pretty civil relationship during that weird flux period. And we don't know what was going on in the locker room between those guys. Maybe it's something totally different, but there's definitely something out of whack in Miami culturally.
Really?
Why did
you guys are diving into this Miami thing, and I've
had three players go to a local paper and tell them that we don't want him as our quarterback.
This is not going to be a shocking thing to be able to give you an example. There are 53 guys on a roster, 60 dudes. Every single year, there are 10 to 15 irritated and disgruntled players, no matter who you're with. And the fact that these guys were clowny enough to go to a newspaper guy goes to show you, get their ass out of here. I don't want these guys here. If you had enough balls to walk to a newspaper guy, you really want to listen to newspaper player? These guys are out of here, man. I don't want it. I got zero respect for you in the locker room, and every other player in that locker room right now is laughing those guys out of there.
Well, I mean, it says something, though, that some of the quotes that they said.
Anonymous newspaper guy.
I agree with you that
pathetic.
Those guys are going to be out of town.
I don't want those guys on my team anyway.
But it is pretty... It is pretty telling, though, that they used Brian Flores in his disappointment over having to play Tua as one of the things.
Right.
Because if they have a problem with it, that's one thing. But if they're saying that Brian Flores had a problem with playing Tua, that was the only one that I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. You know, is that they went as far as to say that Flores was
upset about it. All I know is loose lips sink ships.
Yep.
Sure do.
503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. Because one thing that was interesting is Deshaun Watson, that tweet that Adam Schefter put out, when that tweet hit send, did you notice that the replies on all of it, there was Photoshops ready in like seconds.
Oh, yeah. People got a lot of free time.
It was Miami, yeah. San Francisco, the Rams, the Falcons.
I like the Falcons Dolphins. The best. That would be where I would, if I was advocating for one, I love that fit.
The Bears had a Photoshop ready, not the Bears team, but there was Bears. A Photoshop ready
Bears
by their
are
fans.
Like anybody.
It was like, oh my God.
Anybody else.
These fan bases all really want Deshaun Watson. It's amazing. He's really damn good. 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. An update to Patrick Mahomes ahead of the AFC Championship. That next hour, along with if you're not cheating, you're not trying, Dustin Cam on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.